Hey guys, welcome back to Marketing Food Online. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day today. It is Damian, and we are looking at Shopify App Store. Now, what I've done is I started a series of videos. Sorry about that. I started a series of videos explaining how I've created a website using Shopify, and I'm actually bringing it to you guys. It is one of two platforms that I actually use for multiple websites. I have six stores online. I've worked with Weebly.com on my candy shop, and then Shopify, Shopify is the web design program that I use for marketing food online. So actually, when you go to marketingfoodonline.com, that store is my Shopify store. So I've been asked a lot of questions lately in regards to when you start up, of course, any business, but when you're starting a food business, even if you're doing one from home, believe it or not, I highly recommend you have a presence online, because you can promote and at least inform and even sell products online. But when you have a home-based food business, you have to deliver them in person, or most states have this available. And again, you got to keep in mind, not every state has the capacity and has the legalities and set up for you to sell online when it comes to food products from your home. But to have a website up and running and understanding that you can do it yourself, and quite honestly, it is extremely simple. Once you understand the basics of how you can build the site, I recommend you do it yourself, only because you're going to end up paying out anywhere from several hundred to a few thousand dollars or even more to have someone develop a site for you. Plus, it's a time factor where once they get it up and running, if you're not familiar with how the website works, then you're, if you wanted to add new products, you wanted to add new information and you don't do it, you're going to pay someone to do that. Don't do that. Please don't do that. Because a lot of times the budget is very minimal when you start a business from scratch, of course. And when you start it from home, it's on a tight, you know, shoestring budget. And I understand how that works because I've been there and done that. So with that being said, I wanted to hop into Shopify. And the reason why I am so excited about offering this to you guys specifically is the fact that you can do it yourself and save yourself a ton of money. And as your business grows locally and you begin to get into the commercial production of food or whatever it may be, as you develop that business and grow it, you already have a website. So if it's initially set up just to be an informative website, you don't really have it set up to sell products on it, that's perfectly fine. But if you're looking to get into the e-commerce business and selling food online, then this is the way to go to get started. I highly recommend it. So let's jump right in. This is actually going to be a video about Shopify App Store. The one thing that I lean more towards a Shopify as opposed to Weebly, I do like Weebly, but I would say I kind of love Shopify, is the fact that they have so many apps that have been developed that you can add onto your store. And a lot of them, guys, a lot of them are absolutely free. And some of them are minuscule. Each month, you could get them for $4.99, even $9.99, $15 a month. Some of them are even less than that. So when you have your e-commerce store set up with Shopify, you can then add all of these different types of apps to make your Shopify shop even more interactive, more engaging, and even more professional. It gives it a better look. It keeps track of, I mean, the apps are literally almost endless. Whatever it is that you need in addition to what you have on Shopify, you can begin to add these apps and your store becomes this, transitions into this amazing e-commerce store. So let me scroll down. I'm gonna show you some of the apps and how this is set up. Once you get your Shopify store up and running, I'll show you the pricing, and it is very reasonably priced for what you get, as far as the Shopify monthly subscriptions are concerned. So I'll show you that, and it has a 14-day trial. By the way, you can try this out, take a look at it for 14 days and see if it's where you want to be as far as developing and producing and creating your own site. If it's something that you can get yourself into, you can dedicate just a few hours or even a couple hours a week to begin to build up your site. There's really no need to sit down and do this for 2 days straight and have your eyeballs pop out of your head because you're trying to get it all up and running in a couple days. Spend some time gradually, little by little, understanding how it's laid out and understanding how to interact with it, with the interface that it's set up, and just work with it little by little, and you'll definitely catch on very quick. So when it comes to the App Store for Shopify, let me go to the top here and I'll show you how it starts out. So you've got product sourcing. So for instance, okay, this is going to be great. If you're looking to start an e-commerce shop and you maybe you don't necessarily actually make the products yourself, you're looking to source products, but you're trying to figure out obviously what sells and what doesn't, there are numerous apps. Oberlo is actually one of the most popular ones. Printify, if you're looking to get into t-shirts or maybe you wanted to do some custom t-shirt designs, these are all available for you to kind of quote unquote plug into your Shopify store, and it will allow you to begin to source products and find companies that you can get products from. And like I said, many of these are free and some of them are free to get started with, and then they're very minimal amount every month. And as you scroll down, you can take a look at, there's so many of these. Now, how does this relate to food? You can definitely find food product suppliers or even ingredient suppliers and such. There's a lot of different sources and different styles and different types of suppliers for merchandise and products. And I won't go through every single one of them. I don't want to bore you with this specific category. I want to move on and show you the variety of apps that you can get for your store. So, and it literally just goes on and on and on and on. All right. So sourcing, product sourcing, they've got an app for that. Now, once you go back over here, you can check on, and again, down below in the description, I will add in a link that you can click onto directly after watching the video and take a look for yourself. You can look around the Shopify website and then see which one would be make sense for you as far as setting yourself up with a plan. If you want to try the 14-day free trial, it is absolutely free. At least to take a look at it, I'd highly recommend you take a look at the free trial period. So then marketing. Okay, so what is a marketing app? What would that do for you? Well, once you get your Shopify store up and running, well, you need to promote it. You need to figure out a way to market it, okay? If that happens to be email collection, getting shoppers to come to your store and sign up, and then you can send them constant email reminders of new products, discounts, and such. If you're producing food products, let's say you have a bakery and you have a new baked good item, or if you have a new line of cookies, or if you have anything related to that and you want to let them know, well, email marketing is exactly the way to do it. I actually do that on my shop. It is, of course, through Weebly, like I mentioned before, but I do on Marketing Food Online. We have, of course, our email marketing set up. So that way, these are all different types of email capture. It's called email capturing apps, as well as SEO. If you're looking to make sure your search engine optimization is optimized so that your website can be found, you can get apps like this one, and it goes on and on. OmniSend is actually one. Let me go back up. This is one that I use myself. It is a free plan. I absolutely love it. It's got amazing pre-existing templates. All this stuff is made for you. So you basically plug in your information about what the email is about, your name and your company name, and you're done. It's very simple. This one is one that I've heard a lot about. Now, some of the apps that you can get are interactive. And what I mean by that is, in order to get the attention and get the engagement of the customer to give you their email, this is a spin and sale one. This one is highly engaging. So the way this one works is that when, right as a customer, let's say a customer is getting ready to leave your site, it will pop up with this wheel. And they spin the wheel and they get a discount based upon entering their email, of course. They'll get a discount, they'll get a free product, whatever it may be. You create that utilizing this app. It has some pre-existing templates and such in there, but the discount or free shipping or whatever it may be. But if it creates this fun, interactive, really quick, engaging, don't leave until you give us your email, here's a discount type of a program. And it works really well. I've actually read a lot about it. I haven't actually put this on my site yet, but it's one that I am definitely going to do very soon. So this, again, I don't want to bore you too much with this specific category. So I want to go through these and just give you an idea of what is out there as far as the apps that you can put on this Shopify. This is the reason why I'm absolutely in love with Shopify. And it is a fantastic, easy to use platform. So when it comes to sales, so you want to boost conversions, right? So you have a customer. What is a conversion? A customer comes to your Shopify store. They want to buy your baked goods. They want to buy your food products, whatever it may be. They come and they take a look around. They look at four or five pages and then they leave. Well, that's not converting the customer into a paying customer. That's just a visitor. And that's not what you really want. You want the visitor to come, but you want a visitor to spend money. Having a lot of traffic to your website doesn't mean squat, to be honest with you. Let's just be upfront about it. That's not why you're in business, to just get likes and favorites and all of that. That's nonsense. If it's not turning into money, that's not going to help you. So these apps, and again, you can click on the apps and they will show you the list and list all of them. These are apps that you can plug into your Shopify store. And then this one, of course, this one here is free. And what it'll do is it'll send out notifications. It'll help in pop-ups that'll come on the screen as the customer gets ready to leave to convert them into a purchasing customer. Okay. And of course, there's a huge variety of them here. Social media. Now, once you create that Shopify store and you want to post new products, sorry about that, guys. Give me just 1 second. Hold on just 1 second. My apologies. Hey. Hello? They don't have sugar. Okay. Do they have chocolate chip? Okay. Get one of those. Bye. Okay. My apologies. When I do my videos, I am definitely live and up and running here in our shop. And business, of course, never stops. So social media, of course, is a is another additional app that you can add to your Shopify store. And what that will do is that it will allow you to engage your social media followers. Or if you don't have a social media following at all, this is a way to build a social media following and then begin to interact with them, getting them to be converted as paying customers, as opposed to just likes and a bunch of comments and such, which is great. But again, that's not what you're in business for. You're in business to make money. So these apps are fantastic. And again, this, it goes on and on. Some of them start at zero. Some of them are free, period. Okay. Just to use them. And some of them start off with a free trial period. Okay. So shipping. So if you're at that point where you're shipping like crazy and you want to keep track of inventory, you want to keep track of warehousing. If you happen to be drop shipping, I don't drop ship. I'm very familiar with the process, but I don't actually believe in drop shipping because a lot of the stuff that we sell, we actually make ourselves. So that's not something, an avenue that I do. But this can keep track, of course, your drop shipping. If you have multiple, like for instance, Shippo is a hugely popular shipping service that offers shipping, the ability for you to print labels, shipping labels for a numerous amounts of different shipping. Let's see, where is it at? It shows you here. So yeah, USPS, if you're using UPS, FedEx, or DHL, this is a great app that you can, again, plug into your website and allows you to access different shipping services. And this is great because offering your customers different forms, different services of shipment to choose from instead of just the USPS, you can increase your business dramatically. I noticed this actually on our Weebly site, and it's definitely worth it. When you have a variety of shipping services to choose from, it is much, much better. This one here, by the way, EasyShip, which I heard a little bit about this one too. I haven't delved too much into it. They offer 100 plus couriers. It is crazy the amount of different companies that are out there. So moving on. All right, so inventory. So you want to spend less time managing your inventory. This is good for synchronizing, monitoring, and then updating your inventory. These apps are very useful. And with some of them, like for instance, the bulk product editor here for $4.99 a month can save you a ton of time if you want to edit a certain aspect of a product listing. This one is the one you would definitely want to use. And then all kinds of in-stock alerts. If you're running low on a particular item, you obviously can't keep track mentally of, let's say, 100 different in-stocks. So if you have 100 different items, this one will give you alerts. Say, hey, you know what? Hey, Damien, you got to check out this this product. You're down to two of them in stock. You need to be aware of that. So inventory and accounting. This is something that I actually am looking into right now because we are in need of a better system to account for our transactions and such. It's definitely in need. And these are great because for anywhere from $30 to $40 a month, and some of them are a little higher on the higher end of $99, but even $19 a month, they will keep track of sales, bookkeeping. You want to integrate with QuickBooks, invoices, purchase orders and tax reports, customers, and so on and so on. This can do it for you, okay? And so it's well worth the amount of money, keeping track of what's going on. So at the end of the year, in essence, you pretty much just print up a couple of reports, send them to your accountant, and you're done. So customer service. Okay, so this is one that's I would definitely recommend in some way, shape, or form. Integrating some of these apps definitely onto your website. Out of all of the ones that are super important, customer service is the most pivotal thing. Once you've spent your time, your effort, your money, and you've created the website, right? And you've added these apps and you put all this work into it, now you're getting customers to buy stuff. You want them to come back. The repeat customer is the base of any successful business. New customers are great. Repeat customers are amazing. So these apps, again, you can take a look at them. And what I'll do, and when that link down below in the description, you can click on that and then you can access the app store and you can take a look at the different. So I'm going to show you also there's a couple there, sales channels. Okay. So if you want to increase your sales by, you want to sell, like I mentioned before, we're on a lot of different platforms. You can sell, of course, with your Facebook shop, eBay, Etsy, and so on. So what this will do is sync your inventory and your orders online and through your social media all together in one place, which is a great benefit if you're on all these different platforms. And you can integrate them easily through your apps that you put to the store. So having different sales channels, not a problem when it comes to Shopify. So really quick, those are some of the most reporting. This one here is actually really interesting. I haven't delved too much into this one just yet. So I didn't want to speak too much on this, but this is another set of apps, of course, for different aspects of reporting, which will allow you to make decisions on certain inventories, pricing, and such. They have that available too. So as always, I like to keep my videos short and sweet. I don't want to bore you guys. I'm really excited about giving you this information for this app store that they have for Shopify. Take a look down below. Like I said, click on the link and learn a little bit about it for yourself. And feel free to ask me any questions down below in the description. I will definitely get to them as quick as possible. And try it out. Like I said, it's a free 14-day trial. I just started a series of Shopify videos, and this is the second one. I've got 13 more videos coming. So please do, if you have not subscribed, subscribe to the channel so you can get access to those additional videos. And again, your food business can skyrocket with the utilization of Shopify and a combination of the apps. Bring them together, and your store will be amazing. I guarantee it. And I will see you guys on the next video. Take care.